second largest cable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words, public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the third hour, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. As I feared, Chad has not joined us. But I'm going to make tomorrow the FYI show. I'm going to try to get Mark Puhale from Ford Survival Solutions to come on. We're going to talk about go bags, 24-hour, 48-hour, 72-hour. And then I'm going to try to get Chad, and we're going to talk about plates. But that's all about tomorrow. Right now we're going back to the phones. Let's go to John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Good morning. You know, I heard Renee and the other caller. And immediately, Bill, first of all, I wouldn't want Renee mad at me when she was feeling in a loving mood. I think she could hurt you. But I heard that, and who, you know who came to mind was Ann Barnhart. Have you ever had her on the radio?
No, sir.
Oh, my goodness. You ought to look her up. She is a, she makes Renee look like Mother Teresa.
Okay.
Check out Ann Barnhart, see if you can get her on it. Good. She's very well armed and educated. The other thing, Bill, you know, it's funny that people that do not believe that you or me or Renee or anyone has the right to have a gun, handgun or otherwise, are always, they're saying things that blow me away. Like I had someone come up to me the other day, one of my relatives, and she said, I had a dream that such and such was happening. There was a man at the door, but we were all in the house together, and you had your gun. Have you ever had anyone tell you that in their dream that they had seen you as the protector, as the sheepdog, as the one that was going to take care of things and make everything okay?
The only dream I've ever had concerning guns, when I was in the military and we were going through basic rifle marksmanship, and I was completely awestruck with how easy it was to make a M16 run, started having these dreams of being chased by somebody and shooting them with the M16, and they would go down and get back up and start chasing me. And I was and every time in that dream, I eventually get tired of running. But my fear, I guess, would be translate that it just wasn't powerful enough, or I feared. You know, I never had it psychoanalyzed or anything. But, no, I've never had that out there where they were saying, you are the master protector of the universe.
No, but I've actually had relatives tell me that they had a dream, and, you know, last night or 2 weeks ago, that something happened to the kids. And you and the others in the family that are armed went out and made things right, got the kids back, or whatever the case is. But it's amazing to me that people that don't want you to have a gun, they don't even believe they ought to have a gun. But when the stuff hits a device, you know,
right,
they call someone that they know has a gun, or they want someone with a gun to be there.
Sure.
So they're either stupid, ignorant, or complicit in the whole idea of disarmament. And for the life of me, I can't understand why anyone, whether it's a gun or a hammer, or a baseball bat, or a number two pencil, or the palm of your hand, why would you want to go through life knowing you're defenseless. You know, what is an assault weapon? An assault weapon is a knee to a groin. If anyone's ever had it done, it's pretty assaulting.
Quite.
You know? And I was smiling when I heard the caller say, why does throw down? You know, literally. And I've told my wife the same thing. You do whatever has to be done. Think about what you would never dream about doing to me and do it to them.
Hopefully. That's that capability to convert fear into anger and to get rid of the flight and go into fight. And people like Tammy, she, you know, the fact that she thinks that way, if I met her, I might bow to her. I'm not going to shake her hand because I'm afraid of what might happen. And I mean that in the most complimentary way. This is not me doing a dig at her or somebody. This is somebody who claims that she could be gotten. But I kind of think of her as like one of those rabid squirrels. She might get grabbed, but I don't know if they could let go of her fast enough.
Look, seriously, Ann Barnhart has got a YouTube channel. She was a former, I think, like a financial planner or a banker. And this lady is so fed up with what's going on. She's given her address out over the YouTube and said, come get me. Just be sure. Basically, be sure when you take the bite, you want to chew it. Check out her YouTube channel, Ann Barnhart, and she would make an excellent guest. I'll let you go. Thanks for taking the call, Bill.
Very good. I'm looking at her right now. I will have to look her up. Coming out of New York. That's the problem with those YouTube people, though. You got to know somebody that knows them. They're hard to get a hold of. But I will try. Coming out of New York, there's a basketball player there. He plays for the New York Knicks. His name is Raymond Felton. Allegedly, he pointed a huge armor-piercing pistol at his estranged wife during a domestic dispute, sources have said, and he was arrested this past Tuesday for gun possession. Ariane Raimondo Felton, who recently filed for divorce, brought the Belgian-made pistol, a FNH 5.7, 28-millimeter handgun, to the 20th Precinct on the Upper West Side, and the starting point guard later turned himself in for questioning, sources have said. A 28-millimeter handgun! My criteria for taking anybody in the news seriously is very simple. Know what you're talking about when you write it. Okay. A 28-millimeter handgun. One of my favorite winged aircraft is the A-10 Warthog. And that's because when it fires its main gun in the nose of the gun, it is literally plowing a field. And it's a 20-millimeter. Gatling gun. Sources said the 28-millimeter handgun is one of the largest made and that his wife took it from their home on the West 63rd Street side. Okay. The sources used by Larry Salona, Natasha Valise, and Jamie Schramm are idiots. They're drooling idiots. They need to be in a wheelchair with their head strapped to the back, because they obviously are completely out of their mind. If one of them had bothered to follow, they put a link in the story. They could have gone to the FNUSA website. They put it up there so you could look at the largest handgun ever made. They would discover that the FN 5.7 pistol fires a 40-grain, 5.7-millimeter round, which is roughly the same size as a 22 round, used to train 5-year-olds how to shoot. A 28-millimeter handgun would probably have to be mounted on 3 wheels and a bipod with a towing pintail on it to pull it around. What makes the FN 5.7 dangerous is it has more powder to attain a higher velocity. And it has a different design. Its closest ballistic counterpart is the 22 Hornet, which is used for varmints and vermins and small games. 28 millimeter is not the diameter of a bullet. It is the length of the case. The 5.7 millimeter round looks like a necked down 22. It's quite a minuscule occasion. It's a little bit longer than the common 9mm and the 45. And it's not even as effective in certain cases as those rounds on certain types of targets. A 28mm diameter bullet would be more than twice as large as the largest handgun cartridge ever made. And the recoil energy, if your arm was left on your body, it would be broken in two or three places if you dared to pull the trigger. Please, gun-grabbing writers, take the time to educate yourselves so you don't seem quite so stupid. We already know that you're deluded. Let's not complete the equation, shall we? We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
More pounding from the blunt object.
Welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to try to pull this back from the stand-up comedy routine I just brought you. But I will tell you this. They do make a 20mm rifle. Okay? This does not have a bipod on it. It has skids. Multiple. I think it has 3 skids on it. And the magazine that goes into it is bigger than Tolstoy's War and Peace, if you got the first edition. And when you fire it, if you fire it at a long-distance target, you can hear the round going down range. You can hear the whoosh, as like an artillery piece. And you have to fire it from the prone position. And anything else that you might attempt to do with that, you're taking your life into your own hands. Probably your definitely taking your shoulder into your own hands. So the 28-millimeter handgun. Yes. I've always said big calibers are going to make it one day. Last year, there was 21 million-plus guns sold in the United States, and the Uniform Crime Report has just come out for 2013 from the FBI, who's the only ones I would listen to. And guess what plummeted as gun sales skyrocketed? This cover, this is their semi-annual report. This covers January to June. Forcible rape was down 10.6%, burglary down 8.1%, murder down 6.9%, aggravated assault down 6.6%. Of those four crimes, the other three can lead to the fourth one. If you're being forcibly raped, burglarized, or assaulted, you can be quite easily killed. That is left up to the perpetrator. Arson plunged a staggering 15.6%. There was a 0.6% increase in murders in cities with a population of 25,000 to 50,000. A 2% rise in murders with cities with a population of 50,000 to 100,000. The number plunged the deepest in cities with a population of more than 1 million citizens, which reported an 18.5% drop. Overall, violent crime dropped 5.4%, with the largest drop in non-metropolitan areas, which saw a 10.5% drop in overall violent crime and a 13% drop in murders. Last year, there was 21,093,273 guns sold, which beat the 2012 record of 19,592,303 by 1.5 million. Texas conducted the most background checks, followed very closely by Kentucky. The fastest growing demographic of gun buyers today is women. The majority of sales, and they do not release, the manufacturers do not release model-specific data. The majority of sales was either semi-automatic pistols or semi-automatic rifles. The AR-15 continues to be the most popular rifle sold in the nation, proving once again it is America's gun, or the one they want to ban the most, depending on your point of view. So much for the gun violence epidemic and public health crisis. So much for that. I don't know whether to be disturbed over this or what. This is also coming out of Wyoming. And this is a domestic violence story. And the facts that I have before me right now are very limited. So, and I don't know when I'm going to get more. I will be watching, but it's you'll understand when I get to it here. A woman was attacked in Campbell County, Wyoming, early Wednesday by a man identified as Sammy Michael Fears. They were both, or he was age 48. They had a long history of domestic violence together. That this Wednesday, he actually tried to abduct the woman from her home, which I'm talking about last week. When the police arrived on the scene, they didn't find a crime scene of a kidnapping. They found Mr. Fears in the driveway suffering from a gunshot wound. At some point during this altercation, a 15-year-old, armed with a weapon, showed up and shot him. According to reports, he does not have a relationship with either the victim or Mr. Fears, so at the time that I found this, it was unclear where he came from. And police are not releasing extended details about him due to his age. He has not been identified, and he has not been charged with any crime. Mr. Fears died of his injuries on the way to the hospital in an ambulance. There's a lot of things missing from this. We don't know where this happened. If this happened in a cul-de-sac, this could be a kid in the house. And I have heard of children, you know, picking up AR-15s to defend themselves in their houses. Whatever the outcome was, this young man, and yeah, young man, somehow or another, had the presence of mind to stop an assault and a would-be kidnapping, and who knows where it gets that, how far it goes from that. Yes, I agree with you, 298. I am working on that. Don't know whether to be disturbed by that or not. The reason I would be disturbed by that is because that means a 15-year-old had access to a weapon. And I don't know enough of, you know, this kid could have been trained from infancy. He may be an IDPA competitor, for all I know. But he did stop a crime, and that is a good thing. There's a lot of things I like about Utah. Utah has, in one single fell swoop, much like the Department of Homeland Security, they have taken the AR-15 from being a weapon of war to a weapon of self-defense, and they're going to use these in schools. Apparently, in Utah, they have resource officers there, and they're going to arm them with AR-15s. They're also going to implement high-tech camera technology that will feed directly to the police dispatch facility. Police Chief Randy Johnson, he's out of, he's the Granite School District Police Department chief. He said the weapons would aid with rapid response emergency situations. He added to KSL, a local NBC affiliate, if we don't get in and stop the shooter, more people are going to die. Wait a minute, though. I thought AR-15s were assault weapons. That's what they're called in Connecticut. That's what they're called in New York. That's what they're called in California and in Maryland and in Illinois and in New Jersey. They're assault weapons. Does this mean that they have utility for law-abiding citizens to defend innocent life? Can it be? Never mind that the AR in the title of the gun stands for Armalite, not assault rifle. Wow, I don't know what just happened to the feed there. I'm going to have to refresh that and see if it straightens itself out. Oh, gosh. And they're not, by the way, they're not going to have to use the New York compliant semi-automatic rifles that are the rage up north. But we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. I cannot take this anymore. Same everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I found less in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out anyway.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy one to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I talked earlier about this request, this solicitation, by a couple of members of Congress wanting to do another study on how to prevent gun violence. This is coming to you from Edward J. Markey, who's also wanting to put a bill forward to implement smart guns and make them the law of the land and decimate the gun industry, which is completely legal today. And Representative Carolyn B. Maloney, a Democrat from New York. Markey is a Democrat from Massachusetts. They penned a public letter last week soliciting the president for $10 million to be added to the 2015 budget for further public health research into the causes and prevention of gun violence in the United States, despite the six that came out last year, despite the one that he got from the CDC himself that just went against his narrative. They state, and I love this statement because there's, for the gun grabbers, there's just no way to disqualify it, but I'd like to see the itemized bill, and I'd like to see how it costs the government this much money, or excuse me, our country. And who are they? Who's it? Maloney said Saturday in the speech of on the steps of the New York City Hall, gun violence costs our country an estimated $174 billion every year. Show me the bill. Where did that figure come from? See, if you look at, you know, let's talk, you know, like Dimitri from Ares Armor yesterday. They came to him saying he was violating certain laws that didn't exist. Where's the bill? She continues, all we're asking is for 0.06% of that amount to help figure out why and prevent future tragedies. It would go to the Centers for Disease Control, which will probably copy and paste the study they did for Barack Obama, and they'll get $10 million for it. This would continue the study for what the Congresswoman, despite the FBI statistics, calls the epidemic of gun violence. Now, when President Obama in April called with his executive order for this study to come out, it was lauded by the gun controllers as a great step when it was launched, but the result was the problem. The CDC study was completed in June, and it found that defensive gun use was common, while mass shootings were not. It also discovered that when guns are used in self-defense, the victims consistently have lower injury rates than those who are unarmed, even compared with those who use other forms of self-defense. Notice that they do not mention the women that get killed with their own gun in that. It doesn't come up. Notice that they say it's not an epidemic. Notice that the people who are unarmed, the fish in the barrel, get hurt the worst. Funding for research was once again inserted into the 2014 presidential budget, but Markey and Maloney want to see this carried through till 2015. Now, there's a couple of problems with this, not the least of which is that means they have to borrow $10 million that we get on the hook for, which, we don't have it. In their letter to the president, the legislators refer to the 2013 CDC report, but say this agenda, very nice of you to identify it, is merely a start. Much more research is needed following this initial phase or into other related topics. It is critical that we take this first step because only the United States government is in a position to establish an integrated public health research agenda to understand the causes of gun violence and identify the most effective strategies for prevention. So in other words, they've taken the results of the CDC study, and they say this is good for their reason, despite it not being good for their reason for requesting this research. Catherine Mortensen was talking to my friends at Guns.com, which, by the way, this whole thing comes from, and she states nearly two decades ago, Congress put an end to the use of taxpayer dollars to fund junk science aimed at promoting new gun control measures. In the years since, gun control supporters have been proven wrong over and over and over and over again. Gun control restrictions have been reduced, by and large, nationwide. With the exception of the states that I give a lot of attention to, gun control laws have been loosened, and as that has happened, and as gun ownership has proliferated and indeed exploded, crime has gone down. Numerous independent studies have found no evidence that gun control reduces crime, suicides, or accidents in the U.S. or abroad. President Obama and his supporters in Congress are not going to accept facts, because it's not about facts. It's about an agenda, a disarming agenda. Why they want us to be disarmed, I discount no reason why they would want us to be disarmed. Do they want to kill us all? Do they want to give the country to the Chinese? I don't discount any of that, because they definitely want to see us disarmed. There's a lot of reasons they could want that. Hey, coming out of New Jersey, this is quite magnanimous of them. A deal has been made on two bills, a pro-gun control bill that will ban all magazines larger than 10 rounds, and a pro-gun bill that would allow gun owners, hunters, sportsmen to stop on the way to the range or woods for food, emergencies, or other reasonable stops. Isn't that smoking hot? What that's saying is they will sanction you in New Jersey if you're driving around with a gun in your car. You can stop for coffee. Now, Sweeney, the what's his name? Steve Sweeney. He's the Senate president. He's already blocked it once from a vote. He agreed to let the bill run its course in return for passage of a pro-gun bill that would allow shooters transiting from home to shooting range to stop for reasonable deviations, which are currently not allowed. So a reasonable deviation, as by their description, stops for collecting and discharging passengers, purchasing fuel, food and beverages, medicine or other supplies, use of a restroom, or contending with an emergency situation. Now, I got a question. Does that mean if you have more than one person in the car in New Jersey today until this bill passes, and one of them is just a rider that doesn't live near you and you've got guns in the car, does he have to jump from the car when it's moving? Does this mean that you have to carry a urn of coffee plugged into the dash and you have to pour your coffee, if you want coffee, while you're driving the car? You know, adding the Splenda and the milk might take away your attention from the road. Does this mean that if you were in the middle of a medical emergency, you had to drive home and get rid of the gun before you could give some aid to yourself or somebody in the car? Were you having to soil yourself if you couldn't stop for the restroom stop? Also, they can have passage of a magazine limiting bill. This, by the way, is not only going to restrict guns like the AR-15. There's the Marlin Model 60, which is a .22 caliber rifle, has an underbarrel tubular magazine that holds more than 10 rounds. That won't be allowed. If you're a retired police officer and your service weapon has a capacity of over 10 rounds, you'll still be allowed to have those because you're one of the police. This has been one of their top priorities. Brian Miller, the executive director of Heeding God's Call, has said that anybody that needs a 15-round ammunition magazine is either a domestic terrorist or a gangster. Oh, golly gee. You just can't make this stuff up. I mean, I used to think that one of the reasons that rock music went down is because all of these rock stars stopped using drugs. And indeed, a lot of them did as they age. But apparently they've been picked up by some of these politicians in New Jersey. Because only now is it okay to get out of the car when it comes to a full stop if there's a gun in the car. The insanity blows me away. Oh, that just kills me. Now, when we get back, okay, veterans of the United States are the most trod upon minority in the United States today. Doesn't matter what color they are. We're going to talk about something that one of these regional VAs did to the veterans of the United States. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Own a gun.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms.
precision technology for the modern warrior.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Very, you know, I talk about the gun rights of the veterans getting grabbed. And I want to pay homage to a guy that was sort of a mentor to me. I don't remember. I think it was Donald, but to First Sergeant Donald Neal at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, which I'm sure he's way retired now, and he's probably one of these guys I may be talking about. When I left, he asked me to support veterans when I got out of the service. And this is me doing that. Before we do that, let's go to the phones. Darren in Colorado. Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I just checked, and I did send you an email with several documents, and then hopefully
I have. I saw it. I have saved it, and I'm going to try to peruse that.
Well, peruse away, because in there is silent weapons for quiet wars.
I saw that.
And if you want to know the blueprint of what's been going on for the last, that was 1960s, so we're talking about 50 years, that's the blueprint. Dumb down the population. Control them through economic impedance, capacitance, and other electronic terms, because basically if you control the money supply, you can steal their labor at no cost. And that's what they've been doing.
Yep.
Okay. It's not real tough.
No, it isn't, and it's all it's all based on people not looking at the way you do, Bear.
Well,
that's the only way for them to have that warranty is that people don't look at it the way you do.
Well, you know, if all you have in this world is your relationship with your Creator and your family and friends, and you have your labor, that's all you have.
Yep.
So you should be very cautious about how you contract that away.
And I actually believe it is incumbent on anybody in this country that likes to go, well, America, land of the free and the brave. If you're going to make that statement, I think they at least need to try to do a passable impression of how much you've tried to educate yourself to all the background that goes on out there.
Well, again, it's, you know, dumbed down the population. That was one of the first things. I mean, guys, you know, when they start putting pictures on keyboards for taking and making change, you know, and when there's pictures when you sit down to order, that's the level that they're marketing to. That's where they want them to be. And they've done a darn good job of it.
Yes, they have. And
right.
So if people
don't have the words, they can't form the conscious thought patterns.
You know, if you and I were to sit down and do like a Google Plus Hangout on something like that, when we got started, by the time we got done, we would have the makings of a really good Taliban beard growing. Just trying to cover all that.
No, I think it's like a 21-page paper. I've had it verified by professors at universities. I've also had it verified by another gentleman. I sent you another document, John Nelson, and he had it verified by the Army that they actually have this study. So I would say that document is golden.
I saved that because I didn't want to accidentally delete it because I do want to take a look at it. I just had a bunch of stuff going on yesterday, and I appreciate you sending that to me.
Well, down in a good stiff drink, and you're good to go. Okay. You have a great day.
Stay safe, Bear. I'm going to take a look at that. I love it when I get email from the listeners, and they bring something to me that I didn't know. You know, I'm not the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. I don't know it all. But I do know about this. The Veterans Administration, they were concerned that their efficiency record was going to look bad. This is out of some region centered in Los Angeles. So in order to make their... Now, if you're a veteran and you want to sign up and you want to get an examination of some sort, you have to make a request. And some of those requests have been out there years, okay? Well, in order to make their efficiency record look good, they destroyed thousands of medical records of military veterans because of their backlog of exams. There was an employee who tried to blow the whistle on the practice, and they got fired. Coming from thedailycaller.com, employees of the Department of Veterans Affairs destroyed veterans' medical records in a systematic attempt to eliminate backlog veteran medical exam requests. Audio of an internal VA meeting obtained by the Daily Caller confirms that VA officials in Los Angeles intentionally canceled backlog patient exam requests. The committee was called System Redesign, and the purpose of the meeting was to figure out ways to correct the department's efficiency. One of the issues at the time was the backlog. This coming from Oliver Mitchell, a Marine veteran and a former patient services assistant in the VA Greater Los Angeles Medical Center. We just didn't have the resources to conduct all of those exams. Basically, we would get about 3,000 requests a month for medical exams, but in a 30-day period, we only had the resources to do about 800. That rolls over to the next month and creates a backlog, et cetera, et cetera. It's a numbers thing. The waiting list counts against the hospital's efficiency. The longer the veteran waits for an exam, it counts against the hospital, and that's as far as the productivity is concerned. By 2008, some patients were waiting 6 to 9 months for an exam, and the VA did not know how to address this issue. Rather than going to their hire and asking for guidance, they took it upon themselves. The Greater Los Angeles Radiology Department Chief Dr. Susie El Sadin initiated an ongoing discussion in the department to cancel exam requests and destroy veterans' medical files so that no record of the exam requests would exist, thus reducing the backlog. Audio from a November 2008 meeting obtained by the Daily Caller depicts VA Greater Los Angeles officials plotting to cancel backlogged exam requests. One male official, I'm still canceling orders from 2001. Female official, anything over a year old should be canceled. Male official, canceled or scheduled? Canceled. Your backlog should start at April 2007. A lot of those patients either have had their study somewhere else, had their surgery, died, don't live in the state. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it is. What should have happened here is this problem should have been bumped up the chain of command so that it could have been addressed, and instead they decided to cover up their problems by destroying medical files so that no one could prove a veteran requested an exam. Nice racket if you can keep it. The VA as it sits today is underfunded, undermanned, and it's very badly run. The backlog for disability claims still stretches out to 6 months, with some cases not decided for years. Some of these veterans claiming disability either have no income and desperately need help, whether it's for PTSD, or they have some other illness or injury that they suffered while serving that they are suffering from today. Thanks, CWW. A man or woman, and most of these are young people. Most of these are young people. A man or woman, young most of the time, that volunteers for service in today's military. First of all, they're going to be entering a military that's going to be smaller than it's ever been since World War II. Our capability is going to be diminished. Secondly, if they go out and they give up parts of their bodies for this country, they deserve everything they were guaranteed. And it should not be let, these administrators at this VA hospital in Los Angeles, you guys should be led away in chains. You should be taking big rocks and busting them in the sand. On a good day, you could not look up and see the gluteus maximus of one of these veterans. You just don't have it. It's not inbred in you. As long as this is allowed to continue, it will continue. And these are the ones that take up arms in our name. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Remember this. Always remember this. It's never been about gun control. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
With financial